Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Were the real writers of Wonder Woman please stand up? Batman from a criminal's perspective and Kid Flash in the house.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC movie news.
In the great hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes.
Yeah!
Oh, that got right in my eardrums.
So I was ready for the ending that time.
I barely heard it.
Really?
What? Yeah.
You should be in these ears, because dang.
Are you losing the hearing?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, guess what, everybody? This is DC Movie News on the Popcorn Talk. And also, guess what? The OG squad is back for the first time.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
OG.
It's been a long time.
OG.
Wishing to left you without some dope news is step two.
Step what two. Step two.
Step two. And there go all of our viewers.
I got it.
No, viewers ain't leaving. Roxy's on the show. They're staying.
That's right.
Welcome, everybody. Let's get right down to it. We are at DC Movies SK on the Twitter. We're facebook.com/DC Movies SK. You can find me on Twitter at Jay Quasto. That gentleman right there is the host of Man vs. Child on FX. I'm sorry, no, on FYI and FX Movie Download on FX.
Yes, I'm on so many different networks, you can't even keep track of all of the
so
networks.
So much cable.
Yes.
And also, you can find him next week at Comic-Con, taking part in the Sausage Fest film.
Oh, yeah, we're doing a little tie-in with Sausage Party. So go to Doghouse, get your naughty dog, and maybe we'll see you at Sausage Party, too.
I can't believe how perfect that is for you, that you get to combine sausages and Comic-Con.
The world is now mine!
Have you seen Secret Life of Pets?
No.
Because there is a sausage you should have been a part of thing in that sequence, in that movie, like a whole, they go to a sausage factory.
Oh, my
God. It's like this whole sausage sequence, and that's all I could think about is Thorsmeister.
Sausage sequence.
Wow. All I can think
still
of
talking about a kids movie?
Yeah.
All right, find him on Twitter at Adam Gertler, because he's Adam Gertler.
Sausage Party is not a kids movie, but I just want to say that.
No.
Disclaim that.
Some sensuality.
There's a lot of sensuality in this movie.
A lot of sensuality.
Thank you, Bert.
Next to Adam Gertler, she is the crown jewel of the DC Movie News Show, and she's back, and yesterday was her birthday, and she's the host of TV Fights on Screen Junkies. She's on Twitter at Roxy Stryer, because that's her name. She's Roxy Stryer.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Are you legal now?
Oh, like 18?
What?
Yeah. Just kidding.
Roxy's legal!
Yeah!
Can you can now rent a car, can't you?
Oh, wow. Right? Lucky me. Ooh. Actually, my car broke down 3 times this year, so maybe that will come in handy.
See?
Yeah, I can.
That's amazing.
What did
you do for your
crisis,
birthday?
Yo. I worked, and then I ate some sushi. Mm-hmm.
With Bae.
With Bae. Mm-hmm. Sushi with Bae. And a lot of whiskey. Yeah, because you hate the word.
I hate the word, but because I like you, I'll let you use it.
Yep. Am I the only millennial that you like?
Word. No, I have some friends that are millennials that I like.
But what? He still hates them.
Yeah, all right. I'm happy to be back, though. I love when we do this show and we have all four of us.
It's rare nowadays.
Yeah, because if two of us suck, then maybe two of us will be good.
Yeah.
You know, and if one of us is good, then three of us suck.
And one person could be great, too.
Three people could be good, and then one person could just be okay.
And if one of us is hungover and then the other two are still drunk.
Hey, now we're still going on that one?
I hope you're hungover. It's your birthday.
I'm pointing at myself.
Oh, I thought you pointed at me one day.
Well, sporting an amazing 5 o'clock shadow, he's an incredible actor and DC Encyclopedia and the host of Character Corner right here on the Popcorn Talk. Find him on Twitter at Mike Kalinowski, because that's who he is. He's Mike Kalinowski.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
Yeah, I was looking in the feed, though, but this going on, and I look like I look a little disheveled. And I'm not.
Nah, you don't look disheveled at all. You look like you were fighting crime.
I look a little. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. You look like you were fighting crime, and now you're just kind of chilling.
All right.
Nothing wrong with
that. I'll go with that.
What do you say we get right into it, guys?
Let's get down to brass tacks.
How about this? So, a little bit of a swerve, if you will.
Swerve.
Wonder Woman didn't have the writer that we thought it did.
Yeah, it was kind of weird how they never officially announced him, and Fuchs kind of played coy about it, right?
Don't you know him, Johnny?
Not anymore.
We hung out once, like, we're Facebook friends, and he said he would come on the show sometime.
I think what's going on here, I think this is a...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay. Writers union thing, because from what I understand, my friends that are writers in this union, it is one of the worst unions to be a part of as far as getting credit for your material, how who works on what, who gets paid what. So I mean, I think
SAG in general sucks.
I think so. I think this is a we had to wait till the Writers Guild had to finalize who gets the final credit on the film.
Right.
So you think that he did have a big hand in it, he's just not getting the credit?
Could be, yeah.
But what if it's...
He probably got paid. I'm sure he got paid.
What if what if there were multiple versions of the script going around and they just didn't use his?
What I've heard is that because a lot of times we see a script, even with like Batman v Superman, Goyer is still credited as a screenwriter. If they used a significant part of his dialogue, he would have to be credited as a screenwriter. Now
he's not a nobody.
But that's exactly what the Writers Guild looks at. They go, okay, we have the finished film. Here's the script.
Right.
What of your work is in the film?
Now, do you guys remember what was the other DC property that Fuchs was rumored to be a part of? Was it the Booster Gold thing?
Lobo.
Was it Lobo?
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if that's still a rumor, or if he's still in good graces, or if they just didn't go with his version. And when did Geoff Johns really get on board?
Remember we initially talked about this right after Pan came out, that he was already scheduled to be writing this, but Pan totally bombed, and we were surprised to see that DC wasn't trying to bail on him. So maybe they just didn't want to add insult to injury at the time, and they kicked him off way earlier.
What was the reason behind it not doing well? I didn't see
Pan?
Yeah.
It looked terrible.
Okay. It
didn't do well because it wasn't good.
That was with Jackman, right?
I didn't know what Hugh Jackman was doing. From those trailers, I was just like, oh my God. Know.
Well, the official stats are, it was written by Alan Heinberg and Geoff Johns, story by Zack Snyder and Alan Heinberg. That's what it says.
What I love about Heinberg is he writes Grey's Anatomy and Scandal, too. Mm-hmm. So that shows that he's got great character work with female characters.
Bring Shonda in.
It's female characters. That's what those shows are. Yeah. So to see that he can write that
two
so well.
Two of my favorite shows.
So I think that bodes extremely well.
Are you Geoff bringing Johns? Up TV time early?
No, I'm just this writer. People might not know Heinberg. He's from the comics as well. I think he writes comics, but he writes those TV shows that are so female heavy and great female leads. So that's great that you know.
So
and then you've got Geoff Johns who knows the DC universe. So those two hands together.
Peter Parker 9 in the chat says Jason Fuchs posted a picture of himself writing a Lobo script. YouTube writes Geoff Johns was always visiting the Wonder Woman set in London. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't. Do you think we'll ever know for sure what went on here?
It could have been a deal where they decided to go this route and then maybe said to Fuchs, hey, but how about you work on this instead? Maybe
he's still getting paid. He still made his money when he did his.
I don't think that's what he's happy about, though.
No, you want your name on the credit because it does well. I wrote this movie. Yeah, and that's exactly where the writers
are. Especially after you just had a bomb.
But as fans, though, what is the fan reaction to see. You know, we already heard Geoff Johns being, you know, announced in his new role as this, you know, overseeing producer in that co-role. But we also know him as a creator. As opposed to Kevin Feige, who is this great shepherd and godfather and sort of the editor-in-chief of Marvel Studios, Geoff Johns, he's a guy that is still writing the stuff. So that's going to make fans really happy just to see that writing credit. I know I had a little geek piddle that happened.
Well, people are always like, why don't they get, you know, Bruce Timm and these guys to write? Well, now we've got one of the best writers in DC Universe, the comics, writing our films.
And
so
we know he's intrinsically involved in the through line that's going to carry through all the films.
Right.
Yeah.
And so this is good.
I think it's great.
Yeah, I mean, I think if Geoff Johns is involved, I think that's going to make everyone
excited.
So
do you think they're going to show a lot of, what do you think we're going to get at Wonder Woman? Is going to be like the trailer, like basically the BVS trailer we got last year at Comic-Con? Is that what we're getting of Wonder Woman this year? Like that kind of full meaty trailer?
It's still what? I mean, it's next May is Wonder Woman?
No, I think it's March-ish, isn't it?
No, not March. It's not March. June.
Is it moved
June. It's June. We talked about it because it was
June
Transformer.
2nd. June 2nd.
So we're still almost a year away. But I think we will get a full trailer.
You think? I was thinking 30-second teaser.
We got the tease with that DC drop thing on CW. That was the tease.
They did the Suicide Squad tease last year.
I think.
But that was longer than 30 seconds.
We'll get the cast there, I think.
And I hope that when
this is their last shot. This is their last shot.
They announced today.
They already announced who's going.
Yeah.
We got Gal Gadot, Chris Pine, Connie Nielsen, Patty Jenkins. They're going to be there.
So I think they will. I think we got a trailer coming.
I don't think we get more than a 30-second teaser.
I think it's going to be a trailer. That's my vote.
All right. You're voted.
Rossi, where are you feeling?
I think it will probably be along the lines of Squad, and it will be a teaser, but I think we could have essentially called it a trailer like we could have for the first Squad one, which I think was like a minute.
I'm saying 30 seconds tops.
Okay, great.
Wow. I think they have more in the can than that.
I'm in the minority.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
I also don't know if I'll be a comic, so either That's way, right. I'm a loser. It doesn't matter.
I definitely don't think I'm going to be making it to Hall H this year, but...
It's such... If I have a hookup to get in, I will go, but I do not think I will be spending my night Friday night.
It was a great hookup last year. I had the hookup of a lifetime. Our great fan that got me in there. But, like, I can never, you know, replicate that experience.
That was me 2 years ago. We had friends that we got out of line. We gave up. Next morning, they said, hey, go to this door. Say this word. They'll know you're there. And we got
Bananarama.
It.
Bananarama.
Oh, wow. You actually had, like, a code password.
It was
style?
A secret word. He said, go to this door. Knock,
abracadabra.
Say this word, and you will get in.
That's
we went,
wild.
We knocked, and they said, yes, we help you. Security is like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, come right this way. We have your seats reserved. And we got in. And
wild.
It will never happen again. That's my first Comic-Con.
Was it a guy in like a black trench coat?
It will never happen again. Okay with that. But what I love last year, word. Hall H, everything that came on and they were showing came online instantly. And that's the big debate what's going on right now.
But remember how Warner Brothers really crapped the bed with how they put out that Suicide Squad trailer? It was the worst marketing thing. And I hope their public relations is operating.
Right. But the BDS, they were smart. They released the trailer and then instantly it was online.
Right. That was smart. But like the whole, like when they were like, well, we wanted this to be special for the people. It was just like their whole attitude. Hopefully they've got the vibe right now with knowing how to interact with the public. Yeah.
Hopefully.
I know we're going to talk about it in a minute, but so in addition, what else is DC going to be showing in that Hall H panel?
Squad?
Yep, a lot of Suicide, like pretty much the entire Squad.
Suicide Squad, and probably a screening happening over the weekend.
Hear this. Someone said that there's a battleship that they're going to do a screening on a battleship.
Oh my God.
You know, if you've been to Comic-Con, it's in the harbor, and they have battleships out there. So there's maybe a special invite-only screening. Belle Reve will be there, the prison set. They're going to have the Heroes Monument with Superman. The statue will be out in the plaza.
That's so cool.
Batmobile will be there.
Yeah.
Do you guys know?
Lego Movie Batman.
And what about Justice League?
Well, this is the thing. Affleck is saying he's going to be there.
Yeah.
This is what we don't know. People are saying, because it wasn't listed as Justice League is being presented, because they're filming, but Affleck has said he'll be there.
Almost done filming.
Affleck, who's also in Squad.
Right. I think it's going to be, because he might be there for the Squad.
Here's the thing. Last month, Ben Affleck said he would be there, and now there's absolutely nothing with Justice League. So if there is, I think they're going to try and pull off a surprise.
People think the surprise. I don't think it's a surprise. I don't think we're getting Justice League. I think they know. Hopefully, though, they've learned their lesson from the past, where Marvel dominates Hall H. They know showmanship. DC doesn't have that showmanship yet.
I think this year they will, and I think you're going to get that tease where you're going to see Justice League footage for the first time at Comic-Con.
Over a year and a half away, you think
so? Yes, absolutely. Yes.
I will counter that. I say we'll get a picture of the cast.
Well, I mean, think about how it was like more than 2 years when you got like Batman with the bat signal.
That was 2 years ago, yeah.
Right. So,
but then that was when the movie was only going to be a year away.
What do you mean of them filming or you mean of just a picture of the cast?
Like, you know, when they did Batman with the Batmobile.
Because they all already showed scenes to people that did that set visit that long ago. Yeah. I know they have stuff. And the fact that they're saying, like, don't expect it, it's the only surprise they could have.
Well, remember that scene that we got at Comic-Con 2 years ago with Superman in the bat symbol being lit up with his eyes, that was never in the film, and that was never shown ever since.
Was it really?
He turns the light on.
But he whips the thing off?
But then we see Superman, it's all black sky, and then the bat symbol lit him up, and he was standing there with the...
Yeah.
That was never released, and that's not in the movie.
There's a lot of different stuff going on in the chat right now. You guys are being amazing. Broadcasting Book says Justice League cast will show up at the end, I bet. Zeno Hour, I think they'll show some Justice League footage. Lewis Cox, I think DC's going to do a low-key thing with Batman, maybe. Yeah. Peter Parker, they're keeping JL a surprise reveal.
If Ben Affleck
reveal.
Comes in that suit, I won't not be a part of that. If he shows up like Loki, I think we meant with the Loki thing.
No, I don't think he's going to do that.
God,
I don't think it'll happen. And I don't know if the cast will show up either. I think it would be more powerful.
They're so in filming right now. But
I think it would be more powerful to show like a little tease at the end of it. I think that's the way to do it. To focus on Suicide Squad, focus on Wonder Woman, and then we're almost gone, lights die again, and then just something, you know,
now you think that's that's a Marvel thing to do.
Yeah.
DC would be smart to do something like that, but in past years, they've kind of fumbled the ball with their reveals and stuff.
I know, that's why I showmanship. The optimism in me wants to say that they're getting better in the show.
I like to see that in you.
I'm trying to be optimistic. Well,
the release date's not until November 17, 2017, so I mean, that's a long way.
And they've got next year's Comic-Con to dominate.
Right, because next year for Comic-Con, what are they going to be doing? So you might want to save it.
It's going to be full trailers and stuff. Tease.
You think they're going to...
And they're already going to start promoting their 2018 things next year.
And this one, if they don't do it, they don't do it. But I think they will do it.
Yeah, they've got two great films that they've got to push. So,
Also going to be at Comic-Con, we got Chris McKay and Will Arnett from Lego Batman. And that's a pretty full squad. So let's talk David Ayer.
Okay.
He had a lot to say this week about Batman when it comes to Suicide Squad. So his quote is actually really interesting. He said, if you look at what Bruce Wayne has done in creating the Batman persona, his idea was to terrorize criminals. It's sort of a psychological warfare against them. He's freaking scary. He says what we're going to see in Suicide Squad is Batman from the criminal's perspective about how scary he is to them.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Again, lends to the Assault on Arkham.
What was the animated series? I was tweeting you about this. When the animated series episode where it's all the criminals talking about their encounters with Batman.
Almost got him.
Okay, that is, you know, we're talking about it now. It's like over 20-something years old, one of the greatest Batman stories ever. So even just using that as an inspiration, as a point of view to see how they see him, I think it's cool that we're not going to get Batman's point of view.
No.
I don't think we're going to get like that meeting with Dick Grayson. I think it's all going to be, none of the focus is going to be on Batman from his POV.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's not a part of the story.
What
which
was
is cool.
About?
Because we talked about Grayson. I don't think you guys talked about last week.
They finally announced who Scott Eastwood is.
Just a Navy SEAL member.
GQ Edwards, they call him. But someone else said.
Your theory?
They don't think, no one has guessed who he is yet. And someone made a really good point. And I don't think it is, but it'd be very cool. Oliver Queen.
I mean, that would be great.
People talked about that earlier.
And this I did not know. Justin Marks, who wrote Supermax, Green Arrow's escape from prison movie from years ago, he was the original draft of Suicide Squad.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he wrote the original Suicide Squad draft.
So you think maybe...
Maybe there's some leftover Green Arrow
in there.
Because
you said there was a Q in there in his name? It's like Q's...
GQ Edwards. But I think it's just because GQ, handsome guy.
Right.
But I think it's so wasted if you cast an actor like that in a generic Marine role. It just is wasted. He signed for three films. But I think we should take down our optimism. I think he's just going to be a straight military guy. I think that's what's going to happen with him. Okay. But Green Arrow, someone said Green Arrow, and I was just like, because Dick Grayson, that was I wanted to believe that. He makes him a little old to be with Ben Affleck. I mean, granted, Scott Eastwood's only like 28. But
it's a perfect age.
Yeah, it's 20 years, but Eastwood looks mature.
I know, but it's a perfect age for Nightwing age, which would make so much more...
But Green Arrow, I'm just like, he does make a good Green Arrow, too.
I don't think he is.
Well, I don't think he's anything.
And Adam, you can speak to this. There was a Suicide Squad set visit that was released this week. A whole bunch of information, and the most important one, I guess you could say, Scott Eastwood's supposed to be just a Navy SEAL, but you have been advertising that you've got something.
Oh, yeah. So I don't know if we want to put up a spoiler thing. I'm not going to spoil anything about the movie right now.
I'm excited now. I'm excited.
But
spoiler alert!
I've got some information, guys.
Oh, boy.
So if you remember before BBS, I told you I had a affiliation with someone who had seen an early screening of it. And I was a little bummed because they did not like the movie. And granted, they had seen it they had seen it in black and white. But this was the first person that I had spoken to because they work on the film. So this is I got to be really vague because I don't want to get this person in trouble.
No,
but he saw the film and he was very excited to tell me that it was really, really good.
So he re-saw it.
No, Suicide Squad.
I'm just saying it's
the same source. So if anybody's like, I don't believe you or anything like that, if you don't believe me, that's fine. That's your prerogative. Right. I'm not trying to prove anything.
Got it.
But basically, to not spoil anything, and he didn't want to spoil anything for me, but I asked questions. Very positive things. Very positive things about Amanda Waller that you're going to hate her in
a
good way.
I mean,
how much of the movie do we think she's going to be in?
She's an amazing actress. I think we're going to see plenty of
Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Kills it.
Does she?
Just to you know, echo what people have been saying, like, and give her own movie. Like, apparently, when she and Joker are on the screen, like, it is like next level, incredible stuff. The worst thing that he said about the film is, like, you know, some of the characters maybe just could have been used more.
That's it. You know what I mean? You can tell, like, that. You know, Slipknot and maybe El Diablo. But you have to have a squad. You can't have four people in that. You've got to have a group. Some people that are maybe expendable.
But what was really encouraging to me is, like, this is someone that really didn't like BVS. Okay. Hasn't seen the Ultimate Cut yet. And I was talking to him about how much more I like the Ultimate Cut. But didn't like it. He was much more engaged in the story from the get-go. And then I think we got the right idea about Batman. Like, don't expect it to be Batman's story. It's the specter in the background. We don't want that.
We want him to just show up and surprise people and just scare the crap out of us and be like,
Did he say anything about how much Batman's actually in it, though?
Not a lot. Okay. I mean, it's not a lot.
What did he say about fun? Like, because I know people said we injected more fun into it. Now, he's seen the final version, right?
Yeah. This was a recent version.
What did he say about...
I mean, I didn't ask him specifically about the tone, but I mean, that was just in the fact that he was enjoying. He was just like, I think once it all gets started, it's like it's a great action film. I asked him if it looked very much like the Zack Snyder film, or it didn't look more David Ayer, and he said it looks like it exists in that world, but it doesn't have that heaviness, you know. It doesn't. It's not to be confused with a Zack Snyder film, but it also very much takes place in the world after BVS.
Any croc mentioned?
Yes, underused.
Damn,
that was the one I was referring to. Unfortunately, I was going to be bold with that, but wasn't bad about croc. It was just like, all right, this guy's there, but
it takes place
after BVS,
the entirety of the film, or did he say anything about flashbacks?
No, we didn't talk about flashbacks, but I think flashbacks have been revealed. Like, I think that's when you're going to see Batman. I don't know that you're going to see Batman in the present. I don't know that you're not, but. He couldn't say enough good things about Margot Robbie and Leto.
I love the fact that it feels like part of the universe. Cause that was my fear. Like, it's going to be, is it going to feel like shoehorn film?
I forgot one other thing that I particularly can't wait to put to you.
Oh, boy.
This one I can't wait. Oh, Mikey Christmas, get ready to eat Christmas, baby. He said he's never before liked Jai Courtney in a film until this movie.
How do I don't know how to take that, because...
Just because Captain Boomerang is going to be freaking awesome.
No.
You've been all about the Jai Courtney and the bandwagon fans.
Speaking of Captain Boomerang, shout out to Ricky Middlesworth.
Oh, he won. Did it!
He won! For heroin chic Captain Boomerang.
Thank you guys for helping.
Friend of the show, Ricky Middlesworth!
And he said it was thanks to us and thanks to all of you who voted for him. It really put him over the top. So he's.
I was in a movie last night when I was like, this thing popped up, and I was like,
So
he's going all 4 days.
This is so good, because the reason why this is so good is because. Did we put the tracking in the story yet? Or are we going to talk about the tracking? Can we mention how Suicide Squad is tracking just as a...
Oh, go for it. 125 mil, apparently opening weekend, they're saying.
Here's the thing with tracking.
Domestically.
Here's the thing that I always say with tracking is that once... Okay, great. Tracking is one thing, but buzz is the thing that either pushes it up or quelches it.
Case in point with BVS.
I think that the buzz is going to be good. I think that they're going to do the Comic-Con screening, which is going to just up and up the buzz. So I think that 125, 135 is going to be hit. Yeah. And I think that from what I heard about this film, it's not so much inside baseball that mass audiences are not going to know what's going on. I think they're going to like it. And I think it's gonna serve that thing.
It just seems like we are in a great place, like, for a film like this. People want to go and have fun at these movies.
There's been a lull in the summer.
Yes.
The summer has lulled. And, like, part of, like, there was all that congestion of superhero films in the beginning of the summer. Yeah. And now it's in a lull. I'm hearing great things about Star Trek, which is
like
a great thing.
Ghostbusters is, like, people are saying it's all right.
I know someone who's...
Star Trek, they're saying it's fantastic.
Decent.
They're saying Star Trek is better than the first two.
Star Trek is going to save the film. Yeah, I know,
but
people who saw it,
too. There's been no word of mouth on this film.
Yeah.
But I just talked to someone the other day, and he's like, oh, I forgot that's coming out.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad, it's topping Rogue One. All these social media,
I was hesitant to give any credence to it, because why should Rogue...
So far away.
So far away.
But it's Star Wars. Force Awakens dominated for...
You're right.
Forever.
You're absolutely
right. It's a Star Wars film.
But I think if they were coming out the same week, though...
Because it's not saying it's doing better than Doctor Strange. Because Doctor Strange is still kind of that off, you know,
I'm telling you,
character,
if
Star Wars is Star Wars.
If Suicide Squad starts to get this good buzz,
We're a month out still.
That number could be low because people are going to want it. It's a great audience for high school age, for college age.
Perfect weekend to come out.
Mom wants to see it.
It sucks because Star Trek's coming out during Comic-Con. That was one of the worst weekends to release your film.
But aren't they doing a big screening of that one too?
Yeah, but no one... Is it that Friday comes out? It's in the middle of... Yeah, it comes out Friday, but you're in the middle of Comic-Con. It's like...
There's not that
all
many
the geek buzz that's online is about Comic-Con this week and next week. Yeah.
And also, don't forget, too, the commercials for Suicide Squad have really catered themselves to a mass audience. You know, you throw in well-known songs like Ballroom Blitz. It just looks like a really fun movie to where, like, I don't even have to know anything about these people. I think I'm going to like this.
And what about the thing with Margot Robbie and...
The promo she did, right? Where she was being interviewed by someone?
With one of the Patriots.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm blanking.
Who did she get? Who was she interviewing? Oh, God.
She interviewed herself as Harley Quinn, right?
What? Who was it?
It was on Instagram.
Patriots, like my team? Like Edelman, Amendola, Brady...
What?
One more.
Sports. Dylan. Gronk.
Talking sports.
Gronk.
Who?
All right, Gronkowski.
Oh.
It was Margot Robbie in her actual accent talking about Suicide Squad. Gronk was playing like her therapist.
Are you kidding
me? So it was
kind
of a twist. But Gronk, not an actor.
I didn't even catch it.
Definitely not an actor, Gronk. But yeah.
Zach, will you try to pull this up if you can? Rob Gronkowski and...
It's Margot Robbie and she's talking about Suicide Squad movie and it's like they're bad guys and all this kind of stuff. It was pretty funny.
Actually, here it is. It's a 5-minute...
I just want to see a little bit of it, just to see what it looks
like. A little taste.
Just want a little taste. I love Rob more than anything. I can't believe he was the first name that came out of my mouth.
Stupidly beautiful.
Yeah.
It's really obnoxious.
It's not fair.
Do you see Tarzan?
I heard it was awful. I want to see BFG, though.
I heard that's awful.
Guys. Okay, well, yeah, if you can get that going.
Actually, Gronk's a nice guy, though.
It's a Geffen job.
Oh, is he? Yeah, I'm sure.
A buddy of mine is working on his show for Nickelodeon, and he's a cool guy.
I have three friends who have had sex with him.
Whoa!
Shut your mouth.
Margot Robbie?
No, with Rob Gronkowski.
You're lying.
Is that not who we're talking about?
No, you sure are. We sure are. You're kidding me.
No, I'm dead.
Trace.
Are your friends like
allegedly? Allegedly. To protect the Popcorn Network.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
And Maria Menounos, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I'm not alleging that Maria Menounos is on that list. I'm just saying to protect all parties, that is an alleged thing that Roxy's trying
allegedly,
to say.
I was never ever there at the party.
The opinions of DC Movie News are
do not
just that of
go
them.
Off
they
this
do not necessarily
mouth.
Reflect the management of AfterBuzz or Popcorn Talk Network.
Look, I'm sure Rob is nice. I'm sure he gives him a gift basket, just like Derek Jeter did on his career.
I will say that none of them took a frickin' Snapchat of him afterwards. You saw the girl that did that.
Yeah,
they
were in bed.
This girl and Rob were having sex.
I have two friends. I actually have two friends that
what's bothering you?
The movie's coming out in a few weeks, and everyone's just talking about how it's a squad full of bad guys.
Oh my God.
But there's more to it than that, you know? For starters,
I love her.
Wow.
They're actually really friendly. And we have a leader with tremendous accuracy.
Y'all jokers must be crazy.
She said leader.
Who many would consider unstoppable.
I love her.
Absolutely. Monsters.
Interesting.
Does the squad bend the rules sometimes? Sure.
That was a little Harley right there.
Sure.
What's wrong with you people?
We're bad guys. But that's only because they want to win. And what's wrong with winning? Huh?
Was this officially released? Oh my
Daddy's
God.
Little monster.
I totally get it.
Oh my God.
Hitters give my squad a hard time too.
You really get me, Rob.
Your squad, my squad. We can
oh my God! I want them to get married.
What's wrong with that? Why does he like that?
Why is he like what?
Is he? Did those glasses do something to his eyes?
Or no, he doesn't usually wear those.
I know, but are they like funny glasses that made his eyes like Snapchat filter big? Like,
do you notice how he's wearing the Daddy's Little Monster T-shirt?
He looked a little weird.
I actually know three people that want to have sex with Margot Robbie, and they're all at this table.
Four of us. I'm all in on Margo.
Come on now. Anyways, where do we go from here?
Where do we go from here?
Well, in a flash,
let's move on to
two different ones.
What are we doing?
Here.
Same stuff.
Our leader, lead us.
In a flash, we're moving on to Iris West. So there's an article this week that talked about, you know, how are we going to have her in the Flash film? Because the TV show kind of bypassed her story, if you will. The question is, what century is she going to be from? Because, Mike, you could speak to this. She was born in the 30th century and was transported back one millennium in time. But as far as the Flash TV show, they don't even address how she got to Central City. They kind of just bypass the whole thing.
She's also not supposed to be Barry Allen's. So...
Yeah. Hold on. What are we looking at? Iris West. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean she's not supposed to be Barry Allen's?
She's not supposed to be Barry Allen's. That's what they've done in this TV show, but that's not who she always ends up with.
And right.
And
it's always been Iris and Barry.
Yeah, it's Iris and Barry. Yeah.
No, I thought in New 52 that's not what was happening anymore. Didn't they change it up for that?
I don't go off New 52 anymore. That's garbage to me.
I thought that was the whole thing.
Are we talking like Clark and Lois, Bruce and Selina, like the two, Hal and Carol, like Barry and Iris are always a couple. They're a couple.
I think, okay, continue.
I want to help you with this.
No, that's good. Thank you.
This is what Mike Kalinowski, host of Character Corner on the Popcorn Talk Network, is
here for. I thought that in New 52, people were upset because they were going with a different storyline. Yeah, New 52. People were pissed that Wally and Iris, what was going on there. But now we do have a Wally, but there's not going to be Wally in the movies. So I was surprised that she was going to be there at all.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
But I could be wrong. I didn't read the New 52 version.
And I did not read much of Flash New 52 because it was stuff like this. But
just to get to the track, the point of Iris's history being more in the fact that she comes from the 30th century.
Right.
The article was suggesting that is a way to separate her from the Iris of the TV series where they don't deal with that.
Right.
And then, I guess the question was, is that a good idea? How do you cast a character, make her a part of this universe, and make her not so much like, A, Lois Lane, which she was in her origin, plucky reporter, getting saved a lot by the hero.
See, that's where it's troubling because Linda Park was the reporter.
Okay.
And that's Wally
exactly
West's girlfriend.
That's exactly what I was just thinking Linda of Park, when they try to get them together.
Linda Park... Wally West.
Right.
Barry Iris. When we're talking of you want to ship someone together, Lois and Clark are always together. Barry and Iris are always together. Dinah and Oliver.
Right.
Or Laurel, sorry.
Peter That's Parker 9 so is pointing out that Wally is often with Linda. But again, so just to get to the idea of what we're going to do in the film, I mean, personally, I think this could be a great angle because we've already introduced time travel to this Flash.
Now, if correct me if I'm wrong.
But how long
the
are
lead,
you spend on that?
The girl that is the lead that is up for this is African American.
Yes,
I correct?
Rita Ora.
Now that
is
to
rumored.
Me,
Rita that, Ora.
That's what the rumor is in this article. I don't know who she is.
She's a musician.
6 million Twitter followers.
She's a singer.
There you go.
That
you
know
to
her
me
music.
Is the problem because
too much like the TV show.
Yes. Separate. If you
I
want
thought
separate,
it was the girl from Dope who's the lead.
There's three of them that are up. They're all, I think, two African-American and one is American.
Okay. Hey, I watched Dope finally.
But
and Rita Ora's from
if you want to separate England. From your TV show, why would you cast...
Well,
that
she
to
could be
me is the weird one.
I don't necessarily agree with that because she could be completely different.
I get that. And
she could have different characteristics to her, too. But I don't know. I think that when we get into a side character, not that she's a side character, but all the backstory there, we really want to spend time going down that road.
Maybe in a solo film. Maybe in a solo film. Certainly not in Justice League.
So we wouldn't meet her
before. Are they casting her for Justice League, or is she in Justice League, or in the Flash?
Well, I think these people, when they're cast, they're going to be in our films.
How are we going to see
Iris for every film?
If we've got Lois there all the time, how are we going to see Barry involved, never meet Iris if she's involved in his life, or does he not meet her until we get
Justice
Flash?
League. I think this talk is for it is talk because the director of Flash, is the guy he directed Dope, right?
Yes,
right.
So that's why
right.
they're looking at that girl from Dope, and that was that connection. Yeah. So this is for the Flash film, not for Justice League.
The point is, I just think it could potentially be an interesting angle, Flash's girlfriend coming from the future. You know, it's just something different.
You need her in there.
Yeah. As opposed to a Wonder Woman coming from the past.
Right. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. But she doesn't come from the past. She lives through it. She's just old. That's like saying that you come from 1999, which is when you were born.
Are you reading Rebirth Flash?
I do come.
I am. I read the first two. I read Rebirth
Just
Flash 1.
Rebirth, guys.
So what's going on in that? Do you think they'll pull from it for the movies? Or?
Absolutely. That Geoff Johns is kind of the shepherd of it. You read these Rebirth comics and you see the cinematicness of the films. You see, like, Superman is like, he's the classic Superman again. Bruce is kind of like the older Batman again. It is becoming seamless with the films. Mm-hmm. Like, not that it follows the continuity, but you go to the movies and you go to the comic store and it's just the same thing. And that's smart.
Yeah, I mean, because, listen, the movies are reaching a lot more people than the comics, and there should be synergism between them.
Marvel does the opposite. They put a young black lady as Iron Man, and, you know,
well,
it's
DC's
kind of
doing that, too. We're going to talk about in just a minute. First things first. I'll just say it now.
Let's go.
We actually have a Chinese Superman.
Which was great. Kong?
Yeah. Kong Kenan.
He's great.
Who inherits some of Clark's powers.
Same alliteration as Clark Kent.
Mm-hmm. One of four characters that are now taking up Superman's mantle. So, you know, more diversity. It's pretty cool.
I love that Superman. It just came out this week.
Mm-hmm. Did you read it?
Yeah.
It was good.
I love it. I love.
Is it his origin, or is he already?
It's kind of. It's what I love about it. It's not shoehorning a different ethnicity or different sex into an existing character. It's creating its own mythology around that character. Yes, it's Superman technically, but it's just different. It's not like putting a Spanish Batman in there.
Can we take a? Since we're already talking about this, can this be comic side hole? Just a little comic side hole, right?
Sure.
Little side rabbit hole.
Here's the issue. I have a question for you guys too.
Here's the issue. Yes. With these characters that have been around so long, it's so difficult to come up with new, fresh story for them because we've seen so many things done with them.
Yeah.
So that some of these new inventions are just potentially, they're new characters with potentially no backstory and there's no investment. I just binged Irredeemable.
Oh, you read that? You said that? Yes, yes.
Irredeemable and Incorruptible. Like in 2 days. I read 70 comics in 2 days. I got the...
What?
Yeah, yeah. I've never done this before.
How did you have time to do this?
Here's the thing. I have never read... I've never poured through comics like this in years. Comixology. I was in Tampa.
Yeah.
Visiting my girlfriend. So some of it... A lot of it was on an airplane. That's a good... You know, that's the best time to read is when you're traveling. So I got the first couple on Comixology. They're free. That's how they get you. And then for like $100, the entire series of Incorruptible and Irredeemable. Now, this is good because this was the kind of storytelling that we like and that it has a beginning, middle, and end.
Okay.
Right? With characters that we're not attached to beforehand. Okay. So it's not all that middle story that all these regular characters have to be. And yet, it's very much kind of like a Superman story.
Okay.
And it really ties that ribbon really nicely. So it's just to say that, like, a lot of these independent comics, and thank you for whoever turned me on to Black Science 2 that's going on now.
Oh, that's Greg, not Remander, right? His last name, not Greg. His first name, Remander, I think.
It's
a big tune. It's like a thick book that they've compiled it as, right?
Again.
I follow him on Twitter, and I think he's...
Comixology is how I've been doing that one, too.
Yeah.
Love the Comixology right now because I can read it in the dark, read it anywhere. And they're just, it's just great. So it's just really difficult to come up with new stuff for these, for other heroes, which is why, to bring it back to what we're doing here, the movies are a great place to compile all this years of storytelling and tell some really nice, clean, linear stories that have a beginning, middle, and an end.
And not a place to bring up new things.
Well, I think it works.
No, not necessarily. I'm just saying, like, you can cherry pick from all the best because there's a lot of crap, too. Like, when you had the same characters around for 60 years, there's a lot of junk and there's a lot of recycled stuff, so you can pick the best.
It's interesting because, like, I love Jaime Reyes. We have a Latino Blue Beetle, but we also have Ted Kord. But it worked well. And now with Duke coming in as... He's not Robin.
Yeah.
He's with Bruce Wayne. And they're making him into another character. So they're not shoehorning him like, well, here's just another Robin.
Right.
It's making his own character. And
that's
what I love.
Green Lanterns, it works well because that's the nature of the core.
Yes. I love Jessica Cruz. So we have a Latin Green Lantern. We have an African American... Or Simon Baz is... Is he Arabic, I think? So it's a different ethnicity with him, too. And it works so well. But sometimes when you just change a gender or change a sex for no reason or ethnicity, it just seems fan service. And it doesn't hold the character because they always switch back.
Yes, Mark Waid wrote those. Thank you. I want to give props to Mark Waid. And I know I'm like 5-6 years behind on all that stuff, but it was just the best, most satisfying thing I read in so long.
While we're on the topic of new possibilities, Matt Damon said, "Your boy, Ross."
Matt Damon
said he would do a DC project. He said, "If Ben was directing me, I'd jump on it in a New York minute. But until he's willing to give up the best role to one of his friends, we're not going to get on with it." So,
wasn't it him that appeared? What was the movie that I was watching that he appeared in? Nobody knew. It came out like 2 years ago.
Oh, he played like
Interstellar.
Interstellar.
Yeah.
Oh, and all of a sudden,
spoiler on Interstellar.
Sorry.
Spoiler,
and all of a sudden he appeared.
That was a great reveal.
And nobody knew what was happening.
Reveal.
How cool would that be if all of a sudden we're watching some Ben Affleck directed movie and just nobody knew that Matt was going to be it and he just kind of casually is there?
It'd be super dope.
That would be amazing.
At first I thought this was ridiculous. Did you see who I tweeted that I wanted to say? I said Matt Hagen, Clayface.
Clayface? Everyone's saying
because he's
online.
An actor named Matt. There it is.
I think he'd be a great Green Arrow.
He would be with that, and he would rock the beard.
Yeah,
he would definitely rock.
And they
the
would
beard.
Have great banter between the
that
two.
That would
of them.
Be good. You're right.
Green Arrow.
I like Green Arrow even better than Matt Hagen Clayton.
And to see them, like, I think that'd be great.
So people were saying Hush, and that was the original like tweet. Hush is a great one too.
Hush is so, and I know people love the idea of a Hush being appearing in the movies, but Hush works to me because there's so much history of all villains.
There's so much inside baseball
going on. Hush would be great. Like if we get like we get with Marvel, we get, you know, 10 years of these fantastic films and can build to it. Hush 10 years from now, absolutely.
Look, this one's cool. Matt Damon should be Green Arrow. Fun fact, Damon was Nolan's choice to play Harvey Dent in TDK.
Ooh. Learn something new every day.
You do. One person that doesn't look like they're going to be leaving anytime soon is Mark Hamill. Of course, he claimed to retire 5 years ago from The Joker. But he was tweeted at this week saying, "Will you retire after The Killing Joke?" His response was, "No." And a cop, to piggyback off of that, Batman Return to Arkham is going to be held off again until at least November, they're saying now. A couple weeks ago, they didn't give a date. Yeah. Now they're saying maybe November, maybe later, as far as that video game release.
Okay.
I don't care about the video game release.
I do. I want them to do it right.
But we've already played it.
Yeah, but I haven't played them in so long. I want to play it again.
I know.
It was going
to
be like...
You'll have to wait, Mikey. You'll have to wait until Christmas.
No!
Yeah. It was the most millennial comment you've ever said.
No, it was going to be Christmas in July for me, because it was going to get Comic-Con, Killing Joke, the new video game, Suicide Squad. It was going to be like 4 weeks of release stuff for me. Mm. And now I have a break in there. Why was that millennial of me? Because I wanted it and I want it now?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly why.
But listen, what you did say is look how great July is. Like, we have Comic-Con next week.
Yeah.
We won't be here, right? No show, I'm assuming.
No.
Probably for us.
Yeah.
We'll be gone.
Yeah.
After that weekend...
Or maybe we'll try to do something Monday? Live from there again. Remember last week?
That Monday is the Killing Joke premiere.
Killing Joke, which I think Fathom added like 300 more showings or
tons
something.
Tons of them.
Mm-hmm. Which is
my friends that are going to Comic-Con, they want to try and see if the Friday night premiere. I'm just kind of like, ugh.
That's
going
to be Killing Joke is on theaters, what, Monday?
Okay, somebody's telling me to read Superman Birthright by Wade.
That's great.
And that's where Jesse Lex is from.
Yes, it is.
Do you agree that?
When people say, Jesse Eisenberg doesn't look anything like Lex, and they'll put up that picture of him from Birthright. It's the red shaggy hair, the kind of coat. It's Jesse Eisenberg's.
I pledge this to you all. Because now I'm so on comics fire right now. I read that Cavalier and Clay thing, which was amazing.
Oh, yeah,
and whoever said it's not about Schuster and Siegel, but it's about all that stuff. Then I read the Untold History of Marvel Comics, which is amazing. And when I say read, I mean audible of it. It's like the whole history going back to like the
40s.
It's about the bad blood between Kirby and this, but it involves a lot of DC stuff because it's history. So then it led to all this. So I will definitely read this Wade. Now that I love
Birthright.
Wade, I'm totally going to read. So awesome.
They took a lot of hints from Man of Steel from the Birthright comic. Yeah. With kind of Clark Kent traveling the world, finding himself. Birthright is great.
You know what else is great? Our next segment that I think it's time for.
Oh, it's time for Roxy Stratus TV time.
How could it be?
But
it's a movie show!
And I have another movie question for you guys.
DC movie
or TV time.
Well, it's your birthday.
Want to get the TV time.
We could go back in time real quick. What was your question?
Well, because I watched the Ultimate Cut, and you guys weren't here last week, and this has nothing.
Oh, that's right.
This has nothing to do with the actual Ultimate Cut, but it was something that I was reminded of when I was rewatching it. What is the whole deal with the Lois is key? Lois is the key thing. I don't understand.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know.
I haven't stopped thinking about what it could mean.
We talked a little bit. Is it she's the key to bringing Superman back to life?
Yeah.
Is she the one that brings him back?
Oh, and that's when he's coming back from?
We don't know.
I haven't stopped thinking about it because she seems like the key to nothing. She seems like she is the key
to
nothing.
To me, it's their love. You are my this is my world. You are my world.
You took her from me. You don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
All right, we can
hopefully it's good.
We can move to TV time.
Let's go to TV time. I might have to bail out.
We got a glimpse of a couple people this week. Kid Flash, primarily.
This is really cool.
Hello.
This is exciting.
I was very surprised that they released this early.
I think... He looks fantastic.
Maybe they didn't have a choice. Yeah, he looks amazing, but I was
shocked. Seeing the look of him, Gustin needs to buff it up a little bit. This guy makes him look like a little shrimp.
Yeah, he kind of does.
I don't know if the suit's got some padding in it or what, but he looks fantastic.
Yeah, I think he looks amazing. I always thought he would look amazing as
Someone did a nice little Photoshop. They put him, John Wesley Shipp as Jay Garrick, and then Grant Gustin as Flash together, and it looked pretty awesome.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Mm.
It's cool. I love that they're going with the Wally West headpiece.
Yeah.
You know, with the half-cut-off head. But it really does look like they just took Grant Gustin's pants and Ebon Thorne's top and then just got off the headpiece.
Hey, they got a budget. They got to work in their budget.
Sure.
You know?
Is this something that they're introducing during Flashpoint? When are we going to see this?
Because he's not a speedster, right? He's kind of got the hints of it.
I mean, as of right now, he's not at all.
But in Flashpoint...
We
have a different world where this guy maybe grew up with Iris West and in that house and that family, and then he was the place
they
where he got hit with the lightning.
They can do whatever they want because of this, the time stuff that they use. So
And
we had multiple news items from The Flash this week. This actually just dropped today. It was found out that Todd Lasance, I don't know if I'm saying it right, Todd Lasance, I don't know, he's joining Flash Season 3 as this guy who...
Snapper Carr.
No, not Snapper Carr.
Oh, we're not on him yet.
No, we're not on him yet. No, I sent the couple photos late, last email, so if you can grab those. The dude who was in the, looks like a reverse Kid Flash.
Oh, it's the Black Racer Flash. Yes. Outfit. There it is.
There you go.
So there's talk that that's the, when the Flash merges with Death in Justice League Darkseid War, he becomes Death.
Okay.
So that's what they're thinking. I don't think it's that. I think it's just kind of they're using it.
This is what Hit Screen said. It's playing an unknown speedster. That's all they've
released.
It just
seems like there's so many speedsters in it. It's just like, so every villain season is a big speedster.
And it depends on what they're doing with Jesse Quick also.
I know. I'm kind of like... It's a great costume. That the costume designer on that team and their fabrication is fantastic.
When did they start filming The Flash Season 3?
They're filming right now.
No, when did they start?
About a week or two ago.
So they're probably very...
The first episodes because they all the actors tweeted like the first script.
All right, so they're very early on. All this stuff is playing taking place
this
super
is all early.
Early
on.
Wow, that's so weird to me. I don't know how we're going to come back to all of this. How much time has passed?
That'll be a Comic-Con review.
So many speedsters. That's my only fear. It's like, I hope they can keep the storytelling fresh. This was what I've always said. This is the fear of, like, that long-ass season. Like, think about that. In 3 years, you've got 65 episodes. You don't even have that many comic books, right?
When I told you that I heard that they were supposed to be cutting it down to 16, which doesn't look like they've announced, and it looks like they're supposed to be doing their 22
it's
episodes,
just
but that's what
too
I heard.
Much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the other CW shows have done that.
I wanted Grodd and Gorilla City back.
I hear we have 3 episodes in Gorilla City during season 3.
That's fantastic.
Something like that.
I'll be excited.
They announced that last year.
We also have a new character coming to Supergirl. Go for it, Mikey.
Which one are you going? Were you going Snapper Carr or Maggie Sawyer?
Snapper Carr.
I don't know about the casting of this. Doesn't look anything like the comic to me.
Mm-hmm.
He was always kind of like Snapper Carr's the mascot of the Justice League. He's always the guy there. He's kind of like the Rick Jones of the Avengers.
He looks a lot like Peter Parker, but
He was the cool guy that always wanted to fit in, mm-hmm. and now he's kind of like the guy from Cougar Town.
What about age-wise?
He's much older, this actor.
Yeah.
Much older.
And you think he's going to
talk? So why do you think they're doing that?
I think he's the boss of her. He's her boss at the... wherever she works.
He's playing a data-driven journalist.
Because apparently, Calista Flockhart is not officially coming back yet. Have you guys heard this?
Yeah, because she didn't want to move to Canada.
To Vancouver. I think this character is a transitional
character. Is that official?
Character.
Because
not
you
official.
Remember, when we talked about this move, I called that based on budget, not that, though.
I'm pretty sure she's going to be
I got to think she was probably the most expensive
but
actor.
But she's also the draw of that show for... we love Supergirl, but Calista Flockhart brings a different audience to that show.
She's not the draw for CW.
True.
Yeah.
But neither is this guy.
I don't agree with that.
You think she is?
Well, I think I'm CW material to a T.
Yes, you are.
And Ally McBeal was like a major...
So you say because you grew up with it, now you're watching this, you...
Definitely.
Okay.
Listen, I'm not saying she's not a draw. All I'm saying is if you have to reduce the budget of the show and you're moving it to CW, that's a limb that you can cut off.
And
then you put Superman on the show and then you bring everybody back.
But to that point... the four of us at this table keep talking about reducing the budget, and CW has come out and said they're not reducing the budget.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
And... I'm sorry.
No, that was it.
Vancouver, you get a lot more bang for your buck dollar-wise. That's why they went there in the first place.
Way cheaper to film.
Yeah. So they're saving
money. Would you move there?
Hell yeah.
There have been times where I thought... Before I moved to Los Angeles, I was like... I was thinking about it, moving to Vancouver. It's about $10,000 to become a Canadian citizen through just paying the legal fees, and that's what it would have been. I had it, and I thought about it.
$10,000 Canadian dollars or American dollars?
American at the time. My friend said, hey, you got to find this kind of lawyer, immigration lawyer, $10,000. Because they're very good. They protect their people there, the Canadians, to work. Like, if Americans were like, we'll hire everyone. Game of Thrones, all you English actors, sure, we'll hire you.
Yeah.
Our unions are terrible for protecting American working actors. Australian, sure. Mm. But every other, Australia, England, Canada, they're like, oh, you're American? Like, up there for Canada, for their stunt team, for stunt people, your stunt coordinator can hire an American stuntman, but for every one American stuntman he has to hire two Canadian stuntmen.
And wasn't one of the new hires for Supergirl the editor of Cat Grant's CatGo magazine?
One of the characters?
Yeah. I just heard there was a hire for the editor-in-chief of CatGo magazine.
They just casted Maggie Sawyer.
She's the head of the SCU.
Yeah.
Like their science police.
Okay, she's an openly gay character.
We might not have the item, but there is a character that was just cast as the head of Catco magazine. So I'm wondering I wonder if they might be shifting the focus.
But I thought it's
from Cat Grant specifically to this magazine, to this paper.
I thought Snapper Carr was going to be kind of that boss character.
Oh, it might be. Okay,
The character came up, and I think this is that void.
Okay, I think that's what it is.
Could be.
Yeah.
John Barrowman's now going to be a regular on all DC shows. I think about that, Rox.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think that he is one of the most grounded, talented, love him. You don't feel the same way?
I don't know. I do not believe him in the role.
Oh, I completely believe him.
I think every time it cuts away, I see the stuntman.
Yeah.
completely, like... And no. That's not a fault for him. And I also, and again,
I felt
this
that way for a while, but he totally has convinced me at this point. And I think that he is such a people pleaser in terms of cons and whatnot, too. He's so funny. He's so
okay,
wonderful.
And I speak to that.
I think it was the material on Arrow, too. And I think.
I think he got burned.
You said, I've seen him at Comic-Con in front of people. And I see him walking through the hotel lobby and how he treats people that way.
I've never seen him walking through a hotel lobby. Good.
And I have friends, because he's a gay gentleman.
Yeah.
I have friends that he has propositioned.
Okay.
He's not a good person.
Allegedly. Again, allegedly. The views and opinions of the hosts of DC Movie News.
His public persona
are not necessarily those of Maria Menounos and Popcorn Talk.
We talk. I am not a fan of actors that are different to their public and fans than they are in their personal life. I'm not a fan of that.
I'm with you.
I want you to be.
Well, I don't know him that way.
Right. And that's okay. He's allowed to have a private life and be completely different the minute he's not in front of people. And that's actors. You're allowed. But
views expressed
for me personally,
those are the hosts only and do not necessarily.
What I would be concerned about is where would his place be elsewhere?
Okay, here's where. Okay, so he's going across all the shows, and I was going to say the reason I like this is because of the Legends of Tomorrow gumbo pot milkshake offered up. Okay, so we don't see how he's going to be coming out, and I think he's going to be used. I didn't mean coming out. That's my opinions are not necessarily those of my own. Okay?
Or wordplay. Yeah.
So I think it's just very interesting how you can use this character. I don't think he's going to be Ra's al Ghul. I thought that was a little silly making Ra's al Ghul a mantle that gets nominated every 4 years, like the office of the president. That's stupid, but. To use him on Legends, it's very cool. And it also, again, brings it to that whole Doctor Who thing. It brings him back to that universe with Arnie.
I liked him better first season Arrow, where he was just kind of the...
Yeah, but we can't keep him there with his dog.
I know. I just liked him as that manipulating businessman. But when they made him an action guy, it just did not...
Johnny, do we have something else, too?
We sure do. We have the Superman, Tyler Hoechlin. Talked about playing Superman, and he said, it's humbling and flattering to even be given a chance to do it. I want to bring the true spirit of the character to the show.
Yeah, good. Nothing we didn't know.
Here's the thing about this. Where's that? Did you show that fan art you had about the dark Superman-looking thing with the laser eyes? So I guess, is that the actor?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right, but is that art from, I'm assuming, Teen Wolf?
Artwork of what he might look like on Supergirl.
But it's just funny because this is clearly, our BVS style, Zack Snyder as Superman. We're going to get more of your classic TV style Superman with a little tongue-in-cheek. I'm excited
this is way
about
too
this.
Dark.
And mark my words, as soon as this guy premieres, you're going to be hearing all the fanboys saying, this should be the Superman in the movies, because it's going to be that flavor that we all love. I'm excited about. We have to start rapping, though, I think.
We sure do. Someone had a birthday yesterday, and unfortunately,
that's right.
It's
not a big cake with candles, but we did get you some yummy cupcakes.
I love cupcakes.
We also got you something here.
Oh my gosh!
Roxy loves sausage too.
I love sausage and cupcakes.
Very new item. This is my new turkey dog. Skinless turkey dog available at Doghouse restaurants right now.
You're not doing the turkey dogs.
What's that?
You're now doing them.
Yes, the turkey dogs are now official. So remember, you had that old recipe that you tried once that I didn't like? This is the one that does not suck. These are good.
Skinless turkey dogs.
Yay. Yes.
Delicious. So there's no casing, so they're 100% poultry.
Thank you, guys.
And these look so good right here, too.
Look at Roxy. We love you. You could finally go to strip clubs legally. Congratulations.
Hey, why are you eating it like that? I like chocolate. Chocolate's my favorite.
What are you talking about?
He's so mean.
He just Captain Boomerang that cupcake.
That's Captain Boomerang right there.
Oh my god.
A whole boomerang.
He ate my cupcake.
Jesus.
I just had a bite.
Why don't you put yourself over again?
Okay,
go for it.
All right. Hey, everybody. I'm Adam Gertler. I host FX Movie Download. This Friday, we're showing Thor: The Dark World. And you'll see, we did a little commercial for the Gillette Hydro Razor, and I get shaved. And Thor: Dark World's not a bad watch on a second time. At Comic-Con next Thursday, look for DoorDash people on pedicabs. Thank you.
Sauce all over it.
Giving away Doghouse sausages. Mm. And we're gonna, you can potentially get invited to the screening of Sausage Party that's going to be happening on Thursday.
How do I get invited?
I don't know. I'll figure it out. And then there's an after party, and I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be making Sausage Party. And some of the cast is going to be coming by. Ooh. Seth Rogen, right. I believe. Leave. So hopefully you can get yourself into that after party. And then also the DoorDash people will be going around between, I believe, 6 and 8 on Friday, giving away the Naughty Dog from Doghouse as well.
There we go. Mike Kalinowski.
Hey, guys. At Mike Kalinowski. Check out, we got Character Corner. Huge Suicide Squad thing getting ready to drop soon. We're still working on it, doing all 11 characters in that thing.
I need to watch.
So it's going to be huge.
That's right.
Some of the origins of these characters that I remember and rereading them and finding again are ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous. Captain Boomerang's origin, ridiculous, but awesome.
In what book?
His original one. I don't want to tell you.
Oh, there's a Captain Boomerang
reboot? You gotta watch it.
No, his original, like, back in the
60s. Oh, you're saying on the Character Corner yes. one. Oh, great. Oh, well, awesome. God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
But it's gonna be awesome. No, we'll be dropping that before the film within the next week or two, so.
There we go.
Great to check it out.
And birthday girl.
Guys, I'm Roxy Stryer. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. By the way, I do the Preacher after show at AfterBuzz TV, so we didn't get to talk about it this week, but Preacher is really kicking ass the last two episodes,
I'm enjoying it.
So make sure you check out that after show. I'm also over on Screen Junkies at TV Fights. You can watch us on Tuesday at 4 p.m. as Adam takes my sausages away from me.
I'm just putting it in a cooler for you.
Are you stealing them? Or are you going to shove them all in your mouth?
This cooler is for you. I would not make you put my meat in your mouth, okay? I would put my...
What like a Joker smile of chocolate.
Did you have things? The opinions of Adam Kurtler reflect not those of Johnny.
Nor is the cupcake.
What do you got to say?
I'm at Jake Quasto. The Wrestling Compadres Slamcast is crushing it with Fox Sports. So please check us out at Fox Compadres. And the next big charity show for the Regular Hero Foundation, Thursday night, July 28th at the Comedy Store. And we're doing a blood drive the 29th and the 30th. So if you're anywhere near Los Angeles, please come out. Help some kids. Donate some blood. Come see a comedy show.
He's such a bad guy all the time. He's never doing good things for the people.
Terrible guy.
Yeah.
Sausage Party comes out August 12th.
Happy birthday, Roxy Stryer. We love you guys. See you next
week.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principal.
We shall try to find the answers together.